Hey, if you're listening to this, I will assume you're at least interested in money, understanding the economy, and finances as well. And some of us now want to get the next generation interested as well. So check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. Tune into Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Get 1 month free and an extra $10 when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million.
Ooh, our pizza's here.
All right, guys, here's your lumberjack special. Careful, the porcupine is really hot. Enjoy.
Ugh, this is the grossest pizza. Pineapple?
Hey, this is my brilliant creation. Pineapple, pine nuts, porcupine, little bits of pine needles. I mean, it's hard to eat, but the pine theme is strong. I bet it's very popular. Hey, Rose, how many lumberjack pizzas do you guys sell each day?
In all my years of owning this pizza parlor, no one but you has ever ordered this abomination.
That doesn't bode well for my job application.
You applied for a job here?
Yeah, I'm trying to convince Rose to hire me as a peculiar, punny pizza inventor.
Wait, is that even a job?
Nope.
Why are you looking for another job?
These lumberjack pizzas are not cheap.
Well, if you need a job, you should probably try for one that actually exists.
Well, how am I going to figure that out? Wait, what about a pizza crust recycler who finds all the uneaten pizza crusts, puts them together with a little...
Instead of making up jobs and hoping they exist, let's just pay attention to the real ones that are all around us. Like, there are a bunch of jobs connected to this pizza parlor. Oh, you don't believe me? Okay, fine. I'll prove it. That's what we're going to do today.
No, it's not that. I just have a porcupine quill stuck in my throat.
Rose, we need the tweezers again. Welcome back to Million Bazillion, where we help dollars make more sense. I'm Bridget.
I'm Jed. We're here hanging out in our favorite pizza joint, and I'm convincing other customers that they should order my favorite pizza. Psst. Hey, buddy. Have you ever wanted to try porcupine meat?
Mom!
Never mind.
Jed, let the customers eat their pizza. I worked hard to make those.
Thanks, Chef Peter. Let's jump into the business at hand, shall we? We've got a new listener question. Let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Jax from Saratoga Springs, Utah, and I would like to know why jobs are so important.
This is a great question, Jax.
Before we can answer it, we should probably explain what people mean when they say job, right?
Oh, for sure. Usually, it means work that someone does that they get paid for.
We can answer today's question from right here in this pizza place. There are jobs galore represented here. The people tossing dough, the delivery drivers.
Plus, all the customers have jobs too, like that guy sitting over there with the glasses. Hey, what's your job?
Me? I'm a work psychologist and professor at the University of Houston. My name is Blake Allen.
What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, I study the work that people do and what it means for them and the people around them.
Wow, what are the odds that this guy who knows all about work would be having lunch here on the very day we're doing our jobs episode?
Professor Blake, we have a lot of questions for you about jobs and why they're so important. Could you help us answer them?
Sure, I can try.
Coming up, the answer to Jax's question, why jobs are so important. And we'll find out if I'm able to finally prove to Rose that my pizza ideas are great.
Don't get us kicked out again, Jed. I need my pizza fix. We've got more after this.
And now it's time for asking random kids not-so-random questions. Today's question is, if you had the coolest job in the world, what would you be doing?
I would be a firefighter.
I would be the owner of a gigantic company. I'd be the CEO. I'd be the boss.
I would be a professional gamer.
To be honest, I have lots of jobs I want to be when I grow up, but the first one would be an actor.
I think being a scientist and mixing chemicals would be really cool.
To be a superhero, I want fast.
I would be a geologist.
Because I like looking at rocks.
I think the best job would be an inventor because you could build whatever you want and get paid for it.
That was Ariana in Washington, D.C., Bethany in North Carolina, Roman and Griffin in Michigan, and Elise, Avery, Samuel, and Daniel in California. This has been Asking Random Kids Not So Random Questions. And we're back.
Today we're at our favorite pizza place, and while we're having our lunch, we happen to meet someone who knows all about jobs and why they're so important, and he's going to help us.
Do I get to finish my lunch?
Nope. So, Professor Blake, pull up a chair here. What's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you, why are jobs so important?
On the most basic level, we need jobs to get money to provide for ourselves and our family, for us and our family to get the things that we need. So those are things like food and the house that we live in and a car that we can drive.
Money.
Oh, yes, money. That makes sense.
Right.
Yep,
forgot
definitely.
About money.
Should have thought of that, yeah. Though, there's lots of important work that we do for our families at home that isn't paid, but yes, making money seems like a pretty big reason to get a job.
Hey, Chef Peter, would you say you got the job so you could make money?
Yeah. I like working here, but I wouldn't do it for free. I have to pay rent and buy groceries like anyone else. It pays for what I need, but I also like being able to have a little extra spending money to pay for things I want, too.
Oh, like what?
Well, I'm a semi-professional jump roper in my spare time.
Ooh.
And you know, I just like to know that I can pay for my hobby with the money I earn at my day job. Because there are two things I know.
Yeah.
Two things?
Tell us.
Money isn't the most important thing, but we really do need money to pay for a lot of important things. And you get money by working at a job.
Okay.
Yep.
And the other thing is no one's ever going to buy a pizza with porcupine quills, Jed.
Oh,
I think you should try again.
Okay, back to the drawing board.
Hey, million bazillionaires. We know that when people talk about jobs, they often mean a few typical ones. Doctor, lawyer, teacher. All great professions, but not for everyone. There are a whole lot of different jobs out there. I mean, if you want to, you can get paid to do almost anything. Like, people need worms when they go fishing. Someone needs to dig them up. Meet Dustin Black. He's a professional worm digger in Maine.
We go out, we ocean bottom on the mud and knee deep in the stuff and just keep on digging till you find worms. Which isn't as easy as it sounds, because the worms can run away from you.
People use bloodworms for fishing bait.
They're one of the best fishing baits there are, because they produce blood, which attracts a lot of the fish. They're not typical worms. Sometimes you can find them 2-3 feet long. It's not like seeing a little earthworm. And they bite. They have teeth. They have 4 stingers that shoot out of their mouth like an alien. And they latch right onto you if they want. I don't know, they're sneaky, because you wouldn't imagine a worm can go fast, but they can actually run and go as fast as you can go through the mud and stay away from you if they want to. Because the mud we're talking about is like melted chocolate, like mud, just nasty, soupy stuff. When I was growing up, I'd go out, dig worms to go fishing with, regular worms, not blood worms. But it feels kind of just like that, like you're a kid again playing in the mud, just picking up worms that somebody's giving you a bunch of money for them.
So far, we've learned that jobs are important to us because it's how we make money. And without money, we wouldn't be able to buy all the important things we need to live and do all the fun stuff we want to do on our free time.
Yeah, like hanging out here, eating pizza, playing in the arcade. Or going to an amusement park.
Woo!
Right, but jobs provide lots of other important things that are beyond that, too.
Hold up, Professor. Jobs give us more than money?
Oh, I'm intrigued. Is it a toaster?
One thing is that people really need other people.
Mm-hmm, like the way I need pineapple on my pizza.
What is up with the pineapple on the pizza thing?
It's good.
So sometimes I think of the difference between cats and dogs. Because cats are a little bit like loners.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean, Professor. My cats hardly hang out with me, and I'm not even sure they like each other.
Whereas dogs, they want to be in a pack of other dogs. And so people are much more like dogs. We're social animals. We like to be around and connect with other people. And so work is one way to do that.
It's kind of like how we make friends with people we go to school with. Like, we see them every day. We're going through some of the same things. And those connections can turn into long-lasting friendships.
Professor, it sounds like what you're describing are psychological benefits. You know, like the stuff that's healthy for our brains and can help us feel good about ourselves. So what other psychological benefits are there to having a job?
Well, lots of things. Work gives us structure to our day. It gives us a routine that gets us up in the morning, we go to our job, and that's all really good for us in different ways. It gives us a sense of goals that we're accomplishing.
Right. I mean, as we're growing up, our routine revolves around school. We wake up,
good morning,
brush our teeth, get dressed, have breakfast, go to school, then there's soccer practice, dinner, take a bath, go to bed,
sleep tight,
and do it all over again.
But adults don't have school most of the time, and so jobs provide that for us.
So lots of jobs give adults a routine, which I personally love. They help me to stay focused, organized, productive.
So it doesn't mean we have to make a bunch of money in order to feel good about working?
I often think of work as stuff that we do that has value to other people or has value to ourselves. And often that means being creative or producing something that has value or caring for someone else or providing something to someone else that helps them in some way.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, what do you think, Rose?
I always wanted to own a restaurant, and now I do, and it's pretty great. I'm my own boss, and I get to feed a lot of hungry people.
That's great, Rose.
So there are a lot of reasons why jobs are important. I mean, money is a biggie. But those psychological perks, like getting to be around other people, routines, reaching our goals, those are pretty great too.
I know, right? It sounds like that's actually what a lot of people hope for, to have a job that they feel rewards them with something else besides a paycheck.
Thanks, Professor. We'll let you get back to your pizza now.
Hey, guys, we wanted to give you another taste of the unexpected and, frankly, kind of cool jobs that are out there. Have you ever thought about how awesome robots are? Well, someone has to create them. That's right. There are people who get paid to make robots. They're called roboticists.
Hi, my name is Julie Shaw. I'm a professor at MIT, and my job is to build and engineer robots. If you think of the vacuum cleaning robots that move around your home, imagine a really big vacuum cleaning robot, and then mounted to the top of it is just a single arm that can open and close, lay its fingers, pull its fingers together. And so I work on developing sort of robot brains for that arm. The goal is to make these robots smart enough to do, you know, everyday tasks which seem simple enough to us, but are maybe a little dull or a little annoying, like chores. Think about setting the dinner table, cleaning up the dinner table afterwards, like picking up and reorganizing toys. You know, that's one of the visions of our work, is to make these robots that do more than coexist with us, but provide more value to us by collaborating with us. The coolest thing about my job is that I get to make things that don't exist yet. I get to imagine the types of systems and robots we want in the future to make our lives better and a better world. And then my job is to invent and create those robots to do those jobs.
Man, Blake's pizza is pretty tasty. I should ask him what he ordered.
Don't eat all of it. Save some for me.
All right, listeners, today is all about what makes jobs so important. So far, we've learned that they actually help us feel good, and they make money.
That is important. Mm-hmm.
Yep, gotta be able to buy pizza, stuff like that. Next, let's move up to the patio to talk about the role jobs play in the economy.
A job isn't just important to the person who has it. It affects a lot of other people. So here's an example of what I mean. So this pizza place gives some people jobs, sure. It also feeds people who work other jobs. So there's an office building next door, see? And a lot of the people working there probably come here. Let's check. Is Consolidated Tabulations in the house? Those number crunchers earn money at their jobs and spend some of it as customers of this pizza place, which helps keep the pizza store in business. And in return, those workers get the chance to eat pizza for lunch. They need each other to succeed, and that's pretty important because not everyone likes to pack lunch every day, or they forget. That's why we're here.
The important thing to realize is that jobs connect to other jobs. I'll explain how. Look at that fancy outdoor pizza oven over there. Someone had to make that. Someone with special skills. And that person is sitting right here.
My name is Pasquale Pilato. Pasquale Pilato, if you're Italian. My predominant way of making a living is masonry construction. We have a small masonry crew and we do masonry jobs.
Masons like Pasquale make things out of stone, including that pizza oven.
When we build the pizza oven, it helps us and the people that work for us have a job.
Right there, we have a job connection. Because of Pasquale, the pizza place can make food. And because of the pizza place, Pasquale and his employees have had some work.
Let's find some more connections. Pasquale does a lot more than build pizza ovens. Hey, Pasquale, is it okay if we follow you around for a bit to see what you do?
Sure, let's go.
Pasquale does a lot of things, like build chimneys, stone pathways, and really cool garden art pieces. Because he can do those jobs, the people who hire him don't have to do it themselves. But they get to have chimneys and stone pathways and artistic boulders. And he also relies on other people's jobs in order to do his work. Like, he doesn't always go out and dig up his own rocks. Most of the time, he buys them from someone who already has.
If a customer would like a bright-colored stone, we go to the bright-colored quarry. If his customer wants the old-looking stone, maybe we'll go to someone who has a big chunk of woods where all the stone has moss and gray-colored stone, like New England-looking.
There's another job connection. His job of making things with stone links to other jobs where people collect and sell stone. There are also the places where he buys his tools. And then here's the mind-blowing part. Some of those places connect in their own way all the way back here to the pizza joint. It's okay that we brought you back here, right, Pasquale?
Yeah, we really like pizza.
Okay, let me buy you a slice. Or take Blake's last one.
And that's another reason why jobs are so important.
Hi, I am Joy from Lake Oswego, Oregon, with the money jokes. How did the dinosaur pay his bills at the restaurant? With Tyrannosaurus Rex. What type of money do crabs pay their bills with? Sand dollars!
Well, I think we've answered Jax's question about why jobs are so important. Should we head on out?
Hang on. It looks like a very important fancy person just walked in.
I am a very rich entrepreneur, and I heard that there's a lumberjack pizza here. What a brilliant idea. That idea is easily worth $3 million.
What's that, wise billionaire? You think whoever came up with it is a genius? One who should definitely be given a job coming up with exciting new pun-based pizzas? Yes?
Oh, yes.
Nice try, Jed.
Jed, that's clearly your nephew under the top hat and monocle. We all know him. He comes in here all the time.
Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Rose. Uncle Jed, can I have my $5 now?
Yes, here, fine. All right, I guess I'll say farewell to my peculiar pizza creator idea. And that nasty lumberjack special.
Good riddance. Now, before we say goodbye for this episode, we wanted to bring up one important thing about jobs. As you grow, a lot of people are going to ask you what you want to be when you get older. If you don't know, that's okay. It's a really hard question to answer.
Yeah, there are so many different kinds of jobs out there, and you've probably heard of a small fraction of them. Rather than trying to figure out what job you want to do, try to figure out what kinds of things you're passionate about. Do you like drawing, helping others, watching videos about bizarre insects? The things that motivate you can direct you to jobs down the line. And here's something that Pasquale told me.
Whatever you do in life, you have to like it, number one. And then if you're good at it, that helps a lot because it keeps you motivated to keep doing it. And so finding those two things is really useful.
And remember, your job will be a big part of your life, but it's not your entire life. You will always be more than your job. The key is to stay curious and learn as much about the world as you can.
Thanks for listening to Million Bazillion, where we help dollars make more sense.
We'll be back next week with our season finale. We're going to be answering the question, why do prices end in 99 cents?
If you have an idea for an episode or a question you want answered, email us at marketplace.org/million. And if you want new episodes of Million Bazillion sent to your email inbox each week, along with bonus content like a tip sheet, a quiz, and cool comics, sign up at marketplace.org/bonus.
Special thanks to Julia Pollack, labor economist for ZipRecruiter, for helping us understand the answer to this question. And we want to thank the following folks for lending us their voices. Kimberly Adams, Drew Jostad, Kristen Schwab, Avery Smith, and Elliot Thompson.
Million Bazillion is brought to you by Marketplace in collaboration with Brains On and American Public Media. I'm your host, Jed Kim. The senior producer is my co-host, Bridget Bodner. Marissa Cabrera is our producer. Sandin Totten is our editor.
Chris Julin is our sound designer. Our theme music was created by Wonderly. This episode was mixed by Becca Weinman. Our digital team includes Erica Phillips and Tony Wagner. Sitara Nieves is the executive director of On Demand at Marketplace.
And special thanks to the people who provided the startup funding for Million Bazillion and who continue to help keep us going. The Renzetta Family Charitable Fund and Next Gen Personal Finance, supporting Marketplace's work to make younger audiences smarter about the economy.
To all the grown-ups listening right now, we hope that you and the kids in your life are having some good conversations about money thanks to Million Bazillion. We created this podcast to help kids get an early start on learning about the economy. And to keep it going, we're counting on your support. Donate today at marketplace.org/givemillion. And thanks for chipping in to make our work possible.